Commandos, tough, hard-trained, the pick of the daredevils of the modern army. They spread destruction and terror among their enemies. And you're going to be with Pat Ryan, Terry Lee, and the Dragon Lady when they organize their corps of Chinese commandos. Today's transcribed adventure is the first step in that direction. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. If you boys and girls are the patriotic young Americans I think you are, you're making a real effort to do two things. You're earning and saving every cent you can to buy United States war saving stamps. And you're doing your very darndest to keep strong and well. Now, the main rules of keeping well are plenty of sleep, plenty of exercise, and the right things to eat. Things like Libby's tomato juice, protective foods that give you vitamins. For it's a fact, boys and girls, that Libby's tomato juice is as important for vitamins as for flavor. And that's saying plenty. You know how swell it tastes, like red, ripe, field-fresh tomatoes. Well, take it from me, it's fine for its vitamins, too. Yes, Libby's tomato juice is rich in vitamin C and vitamin A, and also a good source of vitamins B1 and G. So drink it regularly. Drink it every day, and you'll be getting vitamins and swell flavor. And speaking of flavor, that's something you get in a great big way in every Libby's food. You know, Libby brings you wonderful fruits and meats and vegetables, as well as juices. And every one of them is extra specially good. If you want to sit down to luscious peaches, golden corn off the cob, swell-eaten Vienna sausages, just ask Mother to get Libby's. She'll be glad to hear, too, that Libby guards food values with the greatest care. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Terry and Pat Ryan have teamed up with the Dragon Lady to help in the fight against China's treacherous invaders. Our friends hope also to locate the missing Dr. Fu Ling, who may be a prisoner in the Sansun Hills. The Dragon Lady has a special group of Chinese soldiers, and she wants Pat Ryan to be their leader. Chinese commandos, she calls them. We are soon to meet these hit-and-run fighters. Leaving the town of Shindig in the Dragon Lady's car, our friends set out for the Sansun Hills. As they made their way along a narrow mountain road toward the secret hideout of the commando troops, the driver suddenly brought the automobile to a stop.
What's wrong?
Wait. Mr. Ryan, look here.
What's the trouble?
The driver stopped the car because he saw these tracks.
And they're plain enough, too, in this dust.
What's up, Pat?
An invader armored car just went along this road, Terry.
Just one invader car. It is headed for the Sansun Hills. Gentlemen, our first operation as commandos will start in a few minutes. We should capture that invader tank.
Say, we're getting into action mighty quick. Well, I'm all for it.
If the invaders are hanging around here, we'd better be careful. Even a small armored car couldn't be alone on this road.
One man can drive the car. But there must be a detachment of foot soldiers with it.
Well, I didn't know this was enemy territory.
All of China is enemy territory.
Well, what are we going to do?
We shall leave my driver here with the automobile and walk on up ahead. Just beyond this next hill, we may be able to see the car. I would like to capture it. My men can use it as well as the invaders.
There's the armored car. You can see it down there, just around the turn in the road.
Well, it ought to be easy to get. Doesn't seem to be anybody around but the driver. You can see him standing beside the car. Repairing it, likely as not.
Wonder where the rest of the soldiers are.
This may be a part of a small scouting group. They may be looking for the hidden village.
What do you mean, the hidden village?
There's a camouflage spot not far from here where my commandos are waiting for me.
Well, let's get on with it. Now, Terry, you go back, join the driver of the auto. Drive slowly in this direction. It shouldn't take the Dragon Lady and me more than 5 minutes to get that tank.
Okay, but if those invader troops come back, you won't have a chance. They'll mow you down.
Not if we work fast. Now get going.
No, I'll be back along here with the automobile in 5 minutes.
Well, Mr. Ryan, you seem to have taken command of the situation.
Have you any better ideas? You said you wanted to capture that armored car.
I shall rely on you. Proceed with your plan.
Okay. It's about a quarter of a mile down the road to the invader car. I'll circle around behind the rocks and come up to it from the far side. And you wait here. Keep out of sight. When you see me signal from beyond the car, then start down the road so the driver can see you. And that'll be a very simple thing for the two of us to get the drop on.
Hello there.
What?
Leahang, Stu Hati.
Who are you? Do not come near. Stay where you are or I shoot. What do you want?
Okay, buddy, drop the gun. Drop it, I say. I'm up. I got him. Now, come on. That was very quick and very neat. You attracted his attention at the right time. All I had to do was step around the side of the armored car and get the drop on him.
Wait, fool. You cannot do this.
Oh, so you're going to try with Yitzu, eh? Well, I haven't time for that, and neither of you. We'll just settle things this way.
Well done, Mr. Ryan. Now, can you drive one of these tanks?
Right now, I can drive anything. Would you care to join me for a spin?
The other invaders have discovered us.
It's going to be very hot around here in just a moment. Well, here comes Terry. Come on, climb in. I'll get this thing going.
The invader troops have seen us. They were back there in the hills. They're making their way around the rock. This way.
I'll get this thing going in just a second, I hope.
You better get started, Pat. We're going to have bad company. There's about 10 of them. They'll be here, but quick.
You go ahead in the car, Terry. Follow this road for about 5 miles and wait there. My driver knows the spot.
You'd better come along with me.
I shall remain here with Mr. Ryan. I can handle a gun as well as the next.
Get going, Terry.
Okay.
I don't seem to be able to get this toy wound up. Wouldn't it be a joke if the thing had broken down and we didn't know it?
It would be the last joke on us, my friend. I think I can hold them off for a moment. Ah, that was good. They take shelter behind the rock.
Yeah, but all they need is one good sniper out there to pick you off. Hanging on the outside of this car, you're as prominent as a fried egg stain in a full-dress suit. Hang on. This thing is going to take off. Go for my new Rolls Royce.
Like riding in one of those things, Mr. G?
Sure. Did you ever sit inside a furnace and ride a bucking bronco at the same time? That's what this armored buggy is like.
Oh, you got away all right, huh? How's the dragon lady, is she?
We escaped thanks to my new commando officer, Mr. Ryan.
Madame, you flatter me. I'm a general without an army so far.
Oh, I haven't seen signs of any army of any kind since I've been waiting on this road. I tried to talk to your driver, but he can't understand me.
You shall soon meet the men I have picked as the first commando group in China. You will see they are all trained fighters and very intelligent.
Well, then, let's get started. I want off this road. Don't think those monkeys back there will follow us, but there's no use taking chances.
You know, something puzzles me about all this. If I figured it out right, we're behind the invaders' line.
That is almost correct, Teddy Lee. We are in enemy territory.
It makes no difference which way we go. We'll have to run slap dash into our enemies, huh?
But we need not worry too much. Remember, our enemies dare not leave their lines of supply long enough to pursue all the guerrilla bands in China.
Must be awful tough to maintain a secret headquarters in this territory.
We have means of protection, as you shall see in good time. Even now, we are near my hidden village. Although you observe no sign of its presence. Come. Start this armored car, Mr. Ryan. Terry, you will follow in the automobile with my driver. We shall soon arrive at my hidden village.
High up on the cliff, a man looks down on the winding sand dune road. When he sees the automobile and the small armored car approach, he signals to another sentry who steps out on the road and salutes the Dragon Lady. Then the two vehicles pause briefly at what appears to be a rocky wall, half covered by trailing vines. After a moment, the rock swoons away slowly, and a narrow lane is disclosed. The tank rumbles through, followed by the car. The rocks break back into place, and the sentry smooths out the tracks that were made in the road.
We shall walk the rest of the way.
Hey, this is mighty tricky. Those movable rocks that let us in off the road. Hey, I never would have known about them.
It is my hope the invader will not discover this hiding place. We have need for this meeting place until we completely destroy his communications in these Chinese Sun Sun Hills. We will leave the cars here. Follow me. There is much to be done.
Oh, what do you know? Look down there, Pat. Small army camp.
Yeah. And the roofs of the shacks are well camouflaged in case any planes fly over.
Here you will meet the new commando group. My men. Hand in glove with the Chinese. As you can see, this place is surrounded by rocky walls. There is no other entrance save the one which we came through a few moments ago. Here we have fresh water supply from underground springs.
How do you get food?
At certain specified times, usually at night. A plane will fly over and drop supplies. That is one method.
It's strange, the invader has never discovered this spot.
Several of our enemies have blundered in here, Mr. Ryan. But they never left to tell of their discovery.
Even though those low buildings are camouflaged, wouldn't it be possible for a plane to see the men as they walk around here?
I've organized this commando group very carefully. I have sentries posted on cliffs, in trees, along the road to these Sun Sun Hills. No one can approach by land or by air without being observed.
Well, it all sounds pretty smart to me.
Is this place big enough for a plane to set down and take off in?
There is a hidden runway across where you see those pine trees. It's well hidden. Our commandos have need of a plane in their raid against the invader. Just before sunset, I am expecting a plane to arrive here with information. You and Harry Lee are sure to be agreeably surprised.
Well, nothing surprises me anymore.
A good friend of yours, another American, is now working with us as a commando. I refer to the pilot, Mr. Jude Henney.
Jude Henney? Well, say, it looks like the Americans are going to be well represented in this commando outfit here in China.
Boy, and it's only the beginning.
Say, this is news, isn't it? Our old friend, that daredevil pilot, Jude Hennick, will soon share these new adventures with Terry and Pat. That means plenty of action. So I'll tell you about tomorrow's excitement in just a moment. Now, don't forget that Libby's tomato juice, the drink that's topped for taste, is fine for its vitamins, too. Yes, sir. It's a grand source of vitamins, especially vitamin C and A that you hear so much about. You need those vitamins to be a strong American. And the grand and glorious flavor of Libby's tomato juice is something super special. Remember, too, real Americans are buying United States war savings bonds and stamps. Now, be on hand tomorrow when Pat Ryan makes his first talk to the small garrison of Chinese troops who form his commando group. Pat will have some hard-hitting things to say, and so will Jude Hennick when he arrives. It's all going to make the best of all slam-bang transcribed radio adventure, and the only place you'll find it is in these thrilling fairy tales.